In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Stalking Time for the Moon Boys with me, Dave Baddiel.
And me, Tim Hinks.
Well done. Now, I'm going to reveal something now, listeners, which may come as a shock to you. But me and Tim were just discussing whether or not we should carry on with this podcast. Now, not before you get up very upset, whether or not we should carry on not doing it at all. That's it. It's all over. Good night. No. Whether we should carry on doing the podcast, but not any longer make it specifically about David Bowie. I know that's come as a shock to all of you.
Not only is this the last podcast of the tour,
It's not the last one we'll ever do.
No, it's actually, yeah.
Because what we were talking about how, you know, throughout the title of the podcast, it's got less and less about David Bowie.
Yeah.
And although we both very much love David Bowie, a lot of the best bits of the podcast are not about David Bowie, we think. They're really just about us talking bollocks and whether we should do that. And we are going to consider that, in which case there's some very, very serious things that might have to happen, like a new photograph.
A new photograph. What we were saying was that,
for those of you who haven't seen, just in case, the photograph is me and Tim with a Ziggy Stardust lightning strike.
Yeah.
We couldn't really have that if we were a non-Bowie podcast, could we?
Also, when you look at it, just check, because you may be looking at an actual photo of Bowie. Ours is so similar, but because you have a beard...
See, that's the joke you made last time we talked about the photo.
That's an argument for not doing the podcast ever again.
Yeah.
But I think we could still talk about Bowie, because we would talk about Bowie anyway in our normal conversation.
We could have a random moment where we talk about Bowie, but I think now, if we did that, if in like 12 podcast time, when during David Baddiel and Tim Hinks talk bollocks or whatever it's called, we then bring up Bowie, it would be quite self-consciously, wouldn't it?
Oh, do you think it would be hard to do? Yeah.
Yeah. Like just randomly talking about David. And those of you listening now who are thinking, we love the fact that it's about Bowie, even though you hardly mention it. The four people who are doing that, they will feel a bit weird when we mention Bowie.
I see.
Just like in a rogue way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a random way.
Like talking about a relationship you once had with someone. Like you're friends now, but you say, do you remember when we went out together? And it's like, I'm not
it's
sure.
Slightly weird. Exactly. It'll be like an ex-girlfriend who suddenly crops up in conversation or whatever. But we don't know whether we're going to do that. Tim's very pro it, I have to say. I feel a bit bad for David, although when I said that before we started recording, what did you say?
He's dead.
That's what you said. So I think quite cruel. But
factually, really hard
completely
to...
Correct.
To
but there's to, something to I need to point out about it. Here's the thing I need to point out about it, which is, I'll probably get into more shtuck, that's a Yiddish word, a shtuck with them for saying this, but I don't really care. So I had a big spat this week on Twitter with the Michael Jackson is innocent trolls.
Christ.
Are you aware of the Michael Jackson is innocent
trolls? No, I mean, I can sort of imagine what that's about, but
yeah,
I didn't.
You can. Obviously. Yeah. I mean, actually, it was kind of a weird thing in that I hadn't intended to stoke them up particularly.
Right, right.
I mean, they are a terrible hornet's nest of nutcases.
How do you stoke them up?
Because you say anything at all about Michael Jackson that isn't he was a god and he was definitely not a paedophile.
Right.
If you say anything apart from basically that sentence,
yes,
they go mental.
But people are saying that all the time, right? So they're stoked all the time. They're on constant, are they?
Alert. They sweep the internet looking for any reference to Michael Jackson.
Right.
And then they pounce in a huge packs to relentlessly abuse anyone who says anything negative at all about Michael Jackson.
Right.
I mean, using a number of different ways of doing that.
Right.
Normally just calling the person doing it an idiot, a fool, person who hasn't read the evidence.
A fool?
Yeah,
doesn't seem that aggressive.
Yes, they do say things like that.
You're
a fucking idiot, prat, twat, wanker. They often go on about how you're not as famous as Michael Jackson, which is undeniably true of almost anyone in the world.
Is there anyone that wouldn't be true of?
Well, unless the Queen is the Queen, doing stuff about Michael Jackson.
Is Michael Jackson less famous than the Queen? I don't think that's true.
Well, is it true? I don't know. Is the Queen... If you Googled the Queen... Would she have more hits than Michael Jackson? It would be complicated because Queen, the band, might overlap. But then again, so might Jesse Jackson and Michael Jackson. But they have a very specific thing that they do for people like you and me, should you ever do this, which is you like David Bowie. Oh. You like David Bowie. And David Bowie has been accused, as we know, with underage girls.
So you're a hypocrite.
Right. And this podcast, because what they do is immediately try and find out stuff about you.
Yeah.
So I've had a number of the Michael Jackson trolls say to me, oh, you hypocrite, you know, you go on about Michael Jackson, but what about Bowie? Who you do a podcast about? And because I tend to answer everyone who abuses me on Twitter, I don't know why I do that. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, I know.
I have now started retweeting that and saying, no, it's mainly about the fact that Carl Clark's mum used to offer shit and sugar for pudding. I have said that on Twitter.
Right.
And that will be very confusing for the Michael Jackson innocent trolls. Yeah.
What effect did that have?
What?
When you retweeted
that? They didn't reply to that. Okay. A few people who listened to this podcast liked it. And I've said it about other things.
Carl Clark's mum is not as famous as Michael Jackson, so she's an idiot.
Yeah. I think I said it before about, it's mainly about, what did I say? About the fact that you asked, who was the girl on the swing? About your life.
Celeste Osmiston.
Yeah, I think it's... Yeah. Actually, it's mainly about Celeste Osmiston. It's not about David Bowie. And so the fact that our podcast, which is what we discussed, is not mainly about David Bowie.
No, I see, yeah.
And therefore we might, at some point quite soon, move on and lose the whole David Bowie brand. That would be interesting in terms of the Michael Jackson trolls who are using the David Bowie-ness of this podcast as a stick to beat me with.
Yes.
So, so that was what happened to me this week.
Is this a reason for not talking? Is this linked to us sort of maybe moving on?
No, I wouldn't like to think that the Michael Jackson is innocent trolls if they see that this podcast is no longer about David Bowie. I wouldn't like them to think,
it's a victory.
It's a victory. Mm. We've forced him not to love David Bowie, because that wouldn't be true.
So we're thinking, we could wait for comments on Twitter, but basically we're saying we may be about to make a lad insane, effectively, except ironically not about Bowie.
How is it similar to making
We're moving on from a particular thing.
From Ziggy,
we're doing, and it's confusing this because it makes it sound like...
As we many times discussed, Aladdin Sane wasn't actually that different, certainly not as a character, from Ziggy Stardust.
It is Ziggy, so that is the wrong analogy on so many levels. Yeah. We're doing Young Americans.
Yeah.
Suddenly...
You know what, I don't know if there is a Bowie or not.
No, because that's...
Unless Bowie has... I'll tell you what it's most like.
Yeah.
It's most like Bowie saying... I'm giving up music, which he did at one point in 2002. Yeah. It sounded like he was going to give up completely.
Yeah,
like, it's not quite like that, because he then came back and did music, and also we're hoping to go on to bigger and better things, not just walking about New York with our children.
Exactly.
So
you know, there's a Bowie doll. Have you seen this?
That I do know, and I was going to bring that up.
Well, I was only going to say, because
there's a Bowie Barbie doll.
There's a Bowie Barbie doll, and the slightly depressing thing about it, although I'd really like one. Would you like one?
I would love one.
I would definitely like one. So I think that ultimately
it's a girl.
Yeah.
No, that's sort of one of the things about it. That's like the big thing about it. It's like a Barbie girl doll dressed as Ziggy Stardust.
That sounds like 17 or 18 years ago when you had Dolly.
Yeah.
You forgot to say, and you finally remembered the words, it's a girl.
Yeah, I never said that at the time.
Right, so it's good to finally...
God, I said it at last.
You're thinking, what is that phrase? I finally remembered it.
Yeah.
In the description of it, and I've got it here, it's sort of depressingly, you know, when people who don't really know Bowie at all sort of write about it, it's got that thing where it says,
about his pushing the barrier of
It calls him, what's the most depressing phrase you can use about him? It calls him, I'm just checking,
gender bending character,
lizard,
well, chameleon.
Lizard.
No, sorry, I forgot what it was. Chameleon.
Yes,
that's what people say. It's 100%. Like, he was such a chameleon. I hate that.
Mattel, who obviously would normally look to for, you know, things like this. In a definitive celebration.
Definitive.
Right? So it's literally is everyone's given up celebrating Bowie now that they've done a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Of two pop culture icons.
Yeah.
Being Bowie and
Ziggy Stardust.
Right, this is the thing, you see.
No, that's confusing.
I'll tell you what it is. Barbie.
Oh, I see.
That's what they mean.
Right.
So it's a definitive separation of two pop culture arms.
Okay, so they are suggesting there, Mattel, that David Bowie and Barbie are sort of similar
thing, right?
In the pantheon of popular culture.
And it says, Barbie honours the ultimate, and there it is, pop chameleon.
Yeah.
Which is the most...
So annoying.
So, English singer, I mean, technically true.
Yeah.
Songwriter and
not
actor.
Not technically true. That's absolutely true.
Right.
That bit, I've got no problem
okay,
with.
Okay, songwriter, actor,
I have a problem with chameleon.
Actor is technically true.
Right.
I think we'd sometimes question is whether you'd necessarily refer to Bowie as an actor.
Yeah.
Whose dramatic musical transformations continue to influence and inspire. I mean, this is just ridiculous, yeah. Isn't it, when you read stuff
I'm quite interested in, if it's two icons...
Yeah.
Is there a bit in this press release that about Barbie? So it's all this about...
That's a very good question.
Barbie talks about Bowie. Is there a sort of Bowie, as it were, talks about Barbie?
I honestly think there is, but I don't have it to hand.
Barbie, whose small plasticness continues to
and also,
stand on shelves in shops.
But also more costume changes.
Yeah,
Bowie.
I mean, no, Barbie does a lot of costume changes.
Is David Bowie to... Here's the BBC header. David Bowie to be immortalised by Barbie.
Right.
I mean...
I would say it was the music that did that.
I would say.
Yeah. By the way, there are already quite a lot of David Bowie dolls. I mean, you can definitely get David Bowie dolls.
Pam Grossman, is that someone we should know on Twitter?
I don't know.
Okay, says... So, I don't know who Pam Grossman is. But my knee-jerk reaction was negative, she says.
Okay.
But... And this is on the BBC website, so I don't know who she is, but she's obviously got some. But on second thought... Mm. Second thoughts, actually,
maybe she only had one thought.
Well, it can't be. The whole point is second thought.
That's true.
It's cool to see Barbie gender-bending.
Mm.
Is it?
I would say Barbie. Is it cool, or is she gender-bending?
Both.
I don't know. I think it is quite cool.
She's a plastic.
It's cool to... Well... She's still gender bending.
She's gender bending. So, okay, maybe that is cool.
What she means is whatever you invest Barbie with,
yeah,
that's what she is.
B.
Yeah.
I bet Bowie would have got a kick out of this. Do you think that's true? I think it might be true, that.
Well, probably, but I think he wouldn't have been very interested either way.
But the person who does have quite a strong reaction to this, I found on Twitter, is Tony Visconti. Do you see that?
No.
So Tony Visconti.
You know why that is?
What?
No Tony Visconti doll.
Well, maybe that's... Well,
that's the backstory, isn't it?
Do you think, and there's a Brian Eno one, that's what he's worried about.
Yeah.
He says, this is what he says on Twitter, I don't give a flying fuck about the Barbie Bowie doll. Sounds like it does a bit.
Yeah, sounds like it. It's triggered anyway.
I'm not really interested. All right, Tony.
Couldn't
care less.
Oh, Tony.
Means nothing to me. It sounds like it means a lot,
actually.
The
producer doth produce too much.
I'd rather watch paint dry.
Oh, Tony.
Yawn, exclamation mark.
Yawn.
Keep it to yourself.
Oh, is this tweets?
Yeah, this is a tweet. This is all one tweet.
All one tweet.
Don't you have something better to do? Take a long walk off a short pier. So
that's
I
hilarious.
Think it's slightly gone into comedy.
I don't know if it has, though.
But,
I reckon that's not comedy. Can I see on your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he isn't. He's nothing to me. I still think I think he probably is a bit annoyed.
He seems a bit annoyed, but what was there to be annoyed about?
No Tony Visconti doll. So if we had one.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be able to buy this, but I would like to make it.
Right.
A Mick Ronson one.
Oh, that'd be
lovely. A Trevor Boulder one.
Oh, that'd be
nice. A Woody
Woodmansey
one with a little set of drums. And then we could recreate the whole Barbie Hammersmith 1972 moment.
I think...
And what I would do
is
I would actually have my Trevor and Woody and possibly Mick annoyed and pissed off.
That's interesting.
When the David doll announces...
Can you be that supple with a Barbie doll? Probably you can.
Yeah, because you just do it with your hands.
Right. Wow, you've really let light into magic then. I had no idea that's how it works.
Yeah, that's how I do it with my hands. Yeah, and possibly I'd speak bits of it.
The way I do it is I do it with my hands.
Yeah.
So I don't know about
I would definitely speak bits of it.
Right, yourself.
In fact,
you wouldn't wait
If we had like a video element of this,
right?
I would get you to film it.
Right.
And possibly we'd do the voices.
Motion capture.
I think that's too complicated.
Okay.
Just film it.
Right.
Yeah, a bit like they used to do on the Adam and Joe show.
Yeah.
Just film it, maybe... Can either of us do a Bowie impression? We can't, really.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, your impressions are usually so good. Maybe
they are really, really good.
How would you do a...
I can't...
Would you
yours is better.
Well, I'd end up... I think I'd default to the sort of...
Try it. Try saying say now...
What do you want to hear?
Not only is it the last show of the tour...
Okay, but that's a specific reference.
Yeah,
and
that's
he speaks
okay.
So he, in the way he does
do
that...
Do you want to hear him say it?
No, like, why don't I go first and see if it's remotely...
Yeah,
okay. What I mean?
All right.
Because I think in my mind I can hear him.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as someone who can do impressions?
No.
I think you do. I think you do.
Well, I might be the best judge of what I think about myself, and I don't think. What okay. makes you? What have I ever? When have I ever gone around and said, "Here's another good one"?
No, but I think like the other day on this podcast,
right?
When we did, is he going to go low or high? Which yeah. I think we should have stuck with that as a game.
Well, we can.
Do you remember low or high on Young Americans?
All the Bowie things out the way that we were going to do.
Yeah, low or high on Young Americans.
Yeah,
yeah, different live versions. Right. of that. My version, my sort of right. Bowie version of Play Your Cards Right.
Right.
Yeah. I think you did him going for it, and I thought at the time, oh, Tim can actually do that, because I did it. I did a terrible version of it, and you, in your very typical way, said that's brilliant. It's almost like he's in the room or something. But then you did it, and I actually thought, oh no, that is actually quite good.
I definitely am not an impressions person. I think I'd have to do the hello, my name's Tony Blair. Good. I mean, that's my Tony Blair, for example.
That was good, yeah. actually.
I would say he says slightly breathless.
Yeah.
He says, I think it's just going to sound like me saying.
Yeah, try it.
He says, not only is this the last show of the tour, it's the last show we'll ever do.
That's absolutely terrible.
He does it like that, doesn't it? He does, I mean, that was, we'll ever do.
That was terrible. I mean, that was, I think, worse than I could do.
You do it then.
I have the worst impression okay. ever.
How do you think
I'll tell
you what,
look, before I do it,
yeah.
can I say what that actually was? Right, so when people do... When people do a kind of nerdy or slightly yeah. creepy school teacher type voice,
right.
like in comedy,
yeah.
I mean, sort of 20 years ago, right. they do like, hello, it's me, I'm a bit of a nerdy bloke. We had a character in Mary White's Experience that Hugh right. Dennis did called Milky Milky.
Yeah.
He used to go, Milky, yeah, I remember. Yeah. That was the voice you yeah. did just then. You said, not only
okay.
is well, it the last,
I do, okay,
it's
I
the
accept
last
that.
Talk
okay,
show
let me try again.
Do.
Okay, I'm going to do because I think
so,
it's a
so
bit
lose
posher.
That. Lose creepy pedo comedy guy from 20 years ago.
Generally is a good rule.
Generally lose that.
Okay. not only not only
on,
is this
look, think what? Yourself into
know,
it.
I'm
method.
Trying to be I'm
method.
Trying to think what does
method,
he
okay?
also just
so
remind
you're
me
David,
of the
no,
words.
I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you.
What are the words?
I've directed in my time. Right. Okay. So you're David Bowie. Think yourself yeah. you're David okay. Bowie right. in 1972.
Yeah.
Right. You're at the absolute height of your yeah. initial burst of fame.
Right.
Right. A lot of stuff's gone on.
Yeah.
You know, you've had all that stuff with the hype right. and the something boys, whatever they were called.
The Buzz
and
or
the Buzz and Derham.
Oh, Manish
all,
Boys.
It's all got managed. Yeah. It's all gone wrong. Yeah. And then suddenly.
Right.
And then Space Oddity happened.
Yeah, I remember.
And you thought,
that was amazing.
Oh God, you thought, yeah, finally, yeah. I'm a big star. Christ. And that didn't
yeah,
really
yeah.
carry on.
That's right. I know.
And then
it's
so you got your second bite of the cherry.
I know.
At
I'm so great.
Starman. It's worked yeah. out really well. Big. Everyone's gone mental. Yeah. I would say there's David Bowie
but
mania.
I'll tell you what, I'm definitely
going to
keep this going for as long as possible. That's yeah. what I'm thinking. Aren't and, I?
No.
Oh.
No, then what? you decide to make this. So you and also, let's not forget,
right.
it's been a great gig. You know, there's been a lot of screaming.
Of, my favourite of the tour, actually.
Yeah.
So
and then
maybe I should say that.
So I've done all that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah.
You've married Angie.
Yeah.
You've possibly had
Not sure
had
that's
going
to last, if I'm honest.
No. And then you come to the mic. Have I helped? I might have helped you there. Stanislavski you into it. Come on, just don't think about it. Just do
right,
it.
Right.
Just don't give it any of thought. Just absorb all that and just do it.
Not only is this the last show of the tour, it's the last show
We never do.
That was better. Don't you think that was better?
No. The first one was better.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I'll do mine now, which, by the way, won't really get any better. Let me think about it. Okay, he's sort of doing this. I'm putting my hands out.
Oh, wow.
He's got his hands out, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, that's my stomach.
You're wearing a kimono.
Wearing a kimono.
With nothing on underneath.
Oh, yeah, long boots. Big boots.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Is there nothing on underneath? I think there isn't.
I don't know, I always just looked a bit like
Is Alan Yentob involved?
No. I don't think... Well, no, he might be filming it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, was that later on, 74, I think.
It wasn't like... don't know, can't remember. Anyway. I think he's there.
Okay. Not only is this the last show of the tour, it's the last show we'll ever do.
Oh, well, I think that pausing's all wrong.
Was that terrible?
No, it was the voice. I'm sure he does. It's the last show we'll ever do.
He doesn't do that.
We'll ever do.
He doesn't do that.
I might be wrong about that.
Let's hear it. Here he is. Here's David doing it.
Not only is it the last show of the tour, but it's the last show that we'll ever do. Thank you.
That proves...
So anyway, whose version was better?
I got the ending right, because I think he does do the we'll ever do.
No, but you didn't go, you went, we'll ever do.
I think I maybe did it, but yeah. I think you also
have an element of Agadoo by Black Lace. We'll ever do. Push pineapple, shake the tree.
But I think you captured it. I think you were the braver performer.
I went with the agony and the ecstasy.
Right.
But of Woody Woodmansey thinking, how am I going to earn a living?
I guess I'll get a Barbie doll, but that'll be about it.
Yeah. I feel we've talked about the doll for long enough.
Yeah,
because I have in front of me a number of tweets. I haven't even looked at these, so I don't know if any of them are interesting, so I'm just going to literally read them out now. Cornish Darren Fewards, who writes to me a lot. And the main thing I like about him is that he calls us Dear Uncle Tim and David.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, I like that.
Is that Uncle Floyd reference?
Is that
what that is?
It might be an Uncle Floyd reference, or it might be that Darren Fewings actually thinks of me and you as his uncle. His question is...
That's a good question.
Mr. Bowie, I like the fact he says Mr. Bowie.
Yeah, yeah.
Forever cited as being influential, what other pop-stroke rock acts wouldn't have existed if it wasn't for him, e.g. Suede?
I like the absolute assumption, Suede. That's
P.S. I don't need you to fix it for me. So yeah, that's a bit worrying, particularly the uncle thing. I'll tell you, what's interesting about that question is I did see Yesterday quite recently.
Yeah.
Which, for those of you who doesn't know, is the Richard Curtis film which posits a world in which the Beatles didn't exist apart from one bloke.
What do you think about the film? What do you think?
I love that film. No, I didn't love it. I enjoyed it. Yes, it was good. But, yes, what Cornish Darren Fewards is asking is essentially if Yesterday was called... What would it be called if it was about Bowie?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Because it needs to imply...
Yes, well, Yesterday is good because it implies some kind of change in time and past
that's good.
And whatever.
Would it be called Time?
Time, it could
be
called.
That feels almost too on the nail.
Is there a bit from Time? Could be called The Sniper in the Brain. No, that's a bit too weird.
Quaaludes and Red Wine.
Quaaludes and Red Wine. Wanking to the Floor. It could be called Wanking to the Floor.
By Richard Curtis.
I don't know. It's a good question.
It would be Look Back in Anger.
Where Are We Now?
Where Are We Now could be good.
Yeah, that's actually good.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's called Where Are We Now?
Yeah.
And it's a film about David Bowie never having
been
famous or never having got to be a big pop star.
Yeah.
And one person, you, know about David Bowie. Actually, would you do that? Especially now, because Himesh in the film...
If that were to happen...
Himesh in the film plays somebody obviously who's in his 20s, so it kind of works.
Yeah.
I'm interested in you now at 50. You wake up, you've fallen off your bike... You're the only person who knew David Bowie existed. Would you go and think, that's it, I'm going to go and get Space Oddity and pretend it's my song?
Well, it's a very interesting point, and it ties into, at this Rob Rinder breakfast, there was another guy there, I don't know if you know him, called David Vincent, who's a lovely fellow. He's he directed Rob's Who Do You Think You Are and other stuff. So he's a really clever guy, and he's a Bowie fan, used to be a music journalist.
Right.
And he said, and I completely get what he means, he said, were the Bowie songs... great recordings, or were they great songs, and could there be some distinction? And I immediately said, but they're great songs, and he's a big fan of his. But at the same time, you know what he means, which is there's something so intrinsic to Bowie's performance of his songs, you know, that they're not necessarily stadium sing-alongs. You know, he never wrote sort of Hey Jude, really, maybe the exception of Heroes in some sense. And they're all off. So if Bowie didn't exist and I was the only one who remembered him... Mm. It would be quite a stretch, I think, in a way.
I was more thinking just about you. I mean, whether or not... I mean, I disagree with that, actually. I just completely,
no, but I think it's
completely with what David Vincent just said, because I think that, actually, he wrote more catchy, accessible, tuneful songs than Lennon and McCartney, in my opinion.
Okay, that's interesting. Right, like
all of them. Like, right. All of the great songs are incredibly catchy as well. I mean, they're not quite as nursery rhyme catchy as some of the Beatles songs, but they are incredibly catchy. And you know, musical and melody based. Would you now, at the age of 50, think I'll make myself into a pop star by pretending David Bowie's songs are mine?
It's really interesting, isn't it? Because imagine if really, really everyone had forgotten it.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, well, we would now be making a podcast that we're talking about, which is
we
not
wouldn't
about
be making
Bowie.
This podcast.
No, we're making the one we're saying we're going to make.
Yes.
Which is not having Bowie in it at all.
Well, that'd be the most important thing.
Yeah.
Most important consequence of the David Bowie phenomenon not existing.
He didn't exist.
He does exist, I think, but he's just David Jones.
Right,
like
yeah.
John Lennon is in Yesterday.
Yeah.
He's just David Jones.
He's just...
And maybe he was in some bands and it didn't happen for him.
Yeah.
And he went off to be an artist or probably died through drug overdose in 1972.
So he's... And I happen to know... I've got all the guitar... Because there's a technical point I want to raise, which is, do I have access to his chord songbooks?
No, well...
Because...
I don't want to give away too much about Yesterday, but one of the things about Yesterday is that...
He sort of has to relearn them.
The character spent a lot of time relearning the songs and can't remember them that well at times.
And I think that's a lot harder with Bowie, because he did some quite weird chord changes. But you could definitely get... I mean, if the prize was...
You know what? Let's assume you can do that.
No, I think I can do that. And also, if the prize is global stardom, I will definitely get Quicksand
right. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. Right. And this is no disrespect to you.
Yeah, no, could I pull it off?
It's some disrespect to you. Which is, in Yesterday...
Yeah.
Himesh is 25.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking guy.
Good-looking guy, yeah.
You know, he's...
Yeah.
Can sing.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff.
What are you saying?
I mean, that works out quite well for him, in a way. That the Beatles are not existing in this parallel universe, because he is actually able to do
it. He can do it.
I think even with the greatness of Bowie's back catalogue, I'm not sure you could pull it off. I definitely couldn't. Wouldn't that be frustrating? How frustrating would it be to be the person who, in that parallel universe, had all Bowie's songs, could monetize that, but wasn't able to do it?
I think that is a thing.
Would you give them to someone else? Would you ring up Ed Sheeran?
I've written these songs.
Ed Sheeran,
for you. Yes.
I've written these songs.
Yeah. That's very interesting.
That's what you'd do, wouldn't it?
I think that's really interesting. I think you might well do that on the wild assumption that I wouldn't make it as a teen idol.
Yeah.
But isn't what you've put your finger on one of the issues? It's quite interesting. Are there, we'd have to take sort of pop stars, but are there people in pop and rock who would have been bigger if they'd been better looking? But have there been people held back?
Well, I am of the opinion that one of the great tragedies of modern pop music, Ed Sheeran aside.
Yeah.
No disrespect, Ed. Some disrespect.
It's a lot of no disrespect to people.
I am of the opinion it's a great tragedy that you now have to be good looking, really kind of at a base level to be a pop star.
More than ever, you think?
Well, I am pretty sure that Elton.
Right.
No disrespect, Elton, some disrespect. That Elton John,
why don't you stop saying whether it's disrespect or not?
I am pretty sure that Elton John, who I think was utterly brilliant between 1968 and 1975, 76. Yeah. Even with all his brilliance, probably wouldn't be a pop star.
No,
now. I'm not sure about quite a few others. Mm. Neil Young, I mean, was quite pretty at first, but quite quickly got weird.
Didn't look great.
I mean, Leonard fucking Cohen? I mean,
but Lewis Capaldi, who's...
Yes, actually, Lewis Capaldi.
He's sort of in the Ed Sheeran, no disrespect, sort of vein, isn't he?
Yeah.
Rag and Bowman.
Rag and Bowman, yeah, he's not.
There are lots, I think.
Are there?
Yeah.
There's no women at all.
What?
Women is much harder to be in a sexist world. Which is possibly, it's much harder for women.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably right.
So in the old days, you did have that. You had Mama Cass, you had Carole King, you had Janis Joplin. You know, and they probably struggled with all that.
Yeah,
but they didn't have to look entirely beautiful. Whereas now,
name me a
female pop star, a proper like big one.
Right.
Well, you might say Adele, but actually, I think Adele is kind of beautiful.
No, she's definitely. I know what you mean. But I'm thinking all along, you know, the best aren't the biggest pop stars. So, but it's always been true. The biggest rock and pop stars have been good looking. Is that true?
No, not always. Not always. I mean, they might have an animal. I mean, you know, some of them have got an animalism about them.
Right.
You know,
Mick Jagger.
Well, Mick Jagger actually was very beautiful I think, because I watched a film the other day, a Rolling Stones documentary. Unbelievably beautiful.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think so. Buddy Holly, you know. Bill Haley, for goodness sake.
Yeah, he was a strange looking fellow. But the way I think of him before.
I suppose Elvis, No, look, I'm not denying that there have been lots and lots of very big and very beautiful pop stars, but I think it was possible to be not beautiful and make it as a pop star in a way that is harder now. You still haven't.
No, I think that. So the
can
answer
we just go
is,
back to the yesterday contract?
Okay, I tell you, I know exactly what would happen. I think the assumption that this film makes is that I want global stardom. Mm. I don't want it. David, I'll take it if it's offered, but I'm not. That's not what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
I think I would take great pleasure in playing those songs to whoever wants to. You know, I think I would basically
sort of what you already do in your band.
Except that, yeah, but no, but
so you're suggesting world
crucially,
shift.
I would say I'd written them.
Oh, you'd say you'd written them.
I'd definitely say I'd written them. Because I think that's easier.
See, that's a fascinating idea.
I think that's easier than saying they belong to someone who nobody remembers. It's a massive catalogue. There's hundreds of songs.
Yeah. But that's an amazing idea, isn't it? Which, for Richard Curtis, would be quite a moral quandary.
Yeah.
Because in Yesterday, there's a straightforward moral quandary, really, which is this guy has access to the Beatles back catalogue. He presents them as his own for the Faustian gift of world stardom and fame and whatever. And no spoilers, but it doesn't quite work out for him, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But what if it was what you said? It's someone who has access to Bowie's back catalogue, but chooses just to show off to his friends.
Yeah.
That's not going to go wrong, is it, in the same way?
It's saying, I've written another one.
Yeah. And they're going to be amazed, your friends. I mean, actually, I'd rather think your friends, even though the songs would be brilliant, after about roundabout sort of like Sound and Vision, are going to start thinking, I'm a bit worried about him. I mean, how much time has he spent on his own in his shed writing these songs? And also they're getting a bit weird now. And blimey, that funk period, I mean, it was
well, that's amazing. That's an interesting question, because that is a really interesting point, because there'll be times when I say, you know what, I know it's like almost ancient history now, but I've been thinking about the Berlin Wall. It's extraordinary, and I've just done this thing. I can imagine things like that, people going, blimey, that's really, that's pretty good, you know.
Also, what about the instrumentals? Would you bother with them? would you bother to do Neukolon? Here we are, right?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay, it's happened, and you say to me, or to Peter Finch, we don't know about David Bowie, right? And we are amazed. We think, blimey, Tim's gone and written that song about being on Mars. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that song about being a rebel is amazing. Mm. Bit of a weird one about a moss garden, which he doesn't sing, right? I don't know about that one.
Also, I want to play, you know, Baal. I want to do songs. For, you know,
would you keep going? It's really interesting. They don't really get into it in Yesterday, because he just chooses the best songs.
Yeah.
But if it kept going, in fact, if it had gone, just carried on for that character,
exactly.
Whatever his name is in that film.
Yeah.
Would he have thought, oh, bloody hell, now I'm going to have to do Octopus's Garden? Or.
Well, I think that would be all right, because I think that's just. But I think.
Okay, what's a shit Beatles song? I can't think
there
of
one.
No, there are. There really are.
I mean, you could.
Your Majesty. He's going to have to do Your Majesty. Just,
that's about 16 seconds of. Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean,
it's rubbish.
Well, it's just a little. It's like a coda, isn't it? It's not.
Okay.
No, you could say.
I know you like the Beatles.
You could say
are,
Within You Without You might be a bit.
No,
you know,
that's
like
not rubbish.
Okay, well, that's what
rubbish.
I'm saying. I'm saying there's
that's
no
really
rubbish.
Not
one.
Rubbish.
Well, there isn't a rubbish one.
Yeah, there is.
Okay, what was it like.
Some of the twee ones. Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite.
I love that. I mean,
some of the
twee
comedy ones are the ones I don't like.
What, like, You Know My Name, Look Up the Number? That is
I don't
a genuine
like Polythene Pam. Much.
Oh my God, we've got, I mean, what?
I don't like it. It's just, it's like a joke song. I don't like the ones that are a bit Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. That's what I don't like about the Beatles.
She's the kind of a girl that makes the news that would make the news of the world. Yes, you could say she's attractively built. It's like humour, bathos, litotes. It's all in there.
Litotes.
Isn't it?
I can't.
But
think,
I take your point.
Yeah.
But I think it's more. Sorry, it's easier to make that point with Bowie, isn't it? Which is that exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what. Would he, if he really carried on?
Yeah.
Put out the Frog Chorus.
Well, I would argue strongly for doing that, because I think it's a brilliant piece of music.
I mean, if it kept going, if like it didn't go wrong for him,
I'm sorry,
spoiler alert.
Yeah.
He ends up not, you know, being the big pop star and just goes back to his old life, with his lovely girlfriend and all that stuff. But if he hadn't have done that,
I know what you mean.
If he carried on putting out songs, eventually he'd have to, I've got to do Wings now. I might even have to do one of Ringo's albums.
Again, there's some quite good Ringo, but I take the point. But Photograph, fantastic song. But the Bowie of example, if you did that, which is that I would basically, there'd be a whole period when you're saying, it's got quite weak as output and a bit labyrinth.
Well, I like the idea of me and Peter Fincham saying,
yeah, and it's like, yeah, what about and then that? He's doing reality. Right. And then suddenly you say, without even announcing, he started playing us a song called Where Are We Now? He didn't even warn us. Yeah. I think it's a definite return to form. Yeah. That's what you want.
Yeah, because we thought he'd stopped doing all this.
For years
it was
felt
on and on about this. Like, amazing songs and then quite weak songs for a while. And then, especially that sort of drum and bass period, that was unlistenable.
Yeah,
and then, how did he get all those instruments together?
Also, I got a lollipop sort of in my eye. I got really ill for a while. And, But I think it would be, the answer is, I would definitely
would
play them.
Die of liver cancer.
Yeah, that would be sobering.
Let's end it there.
Yeah.
Thank you for goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.